Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily. We're your hosts, and we're here to bring you the latest and greatest in all things cybersecurity.
You got it. We're diving deep into the news that matters most and giving you the insights you need to navigate this ever-changing landscape. It really is.
And today, we've got three stories that highlight the creativity and the sophistication of modern cyber attacks.
Yeah.
So first up, we're talking about a hacking group known as Silk Typhoon.
Yeah.
Who has been busy making some strategic changes.
Yeah, this group's been on our radar for a while, and their recent shift in tactics is quite fascinating. You see, they've traditionally targeted organizations directly, but now it seems they're taking a more subtle approach.
Okay.
They're hitting IT providers to gain access to their downstream customers.
It's like poisoning the well instead of going after individual drinks.
Exactly.
Clever, but unsettling.
Yeah, by compromising IT providers, they can potentially infiltrate the networks of numerous organizations without raising as much suspicion. Mm. Talk about expanding your reach.
Right. And it sounds like they're getting even stealthier with ditching their old tools, malware, and web shells in favor of exploiting vulnerabilities in cloud applications.
That's right. They're going where the data is, and that's increasingly in the cloud. And what's particularly concerning is that they're exploiting these vulnerabilities, stealing data, and then covering their tracks by clearing the logs.
So it's like they're breaking in, taking what they want, and then erasing their fingerprints.
Yeah.
That makes it even harder to detect and respond to these attacks.
Absolutely. And this shift towards cloud exploitation underscores the growing importance of robust cloud security measures.
Hmm.
It's a reminder that we can't just focus on protecting our own systems. We need to be aware of the security practices of our IT providers as well, because their vulnerabilities can easily become ours.
Okay, so they're going after IT providers.
Yeah.
But what kind of vulnerabilities are we talking about? Can you give us some concrete examples?
Well, we know Silk Typhoon has been exploiting flaws in a number of popular platforms like the Avanti Pulse Connect VPN, Palo Alto Networks, Global Protect, and Citrix NetScaler.
These are names that a lot of our listeners will recognize, big players in the cybersecurity world, and to think that even these systems have vulnerabilities that can be exploited.
And what makes it even more challenging is that these are often zero-day exploits, meaning Silk Typhoon is finding and exploiting these vulnerabilities before patches are even available.
Okay, now that's scary. It's like they're playing with cheat codes.
In a way, yes. And it highlights the crucial need for organizations to stay informed about emerging threats and be proactive about applying security updates as soon as they're released. Even a small delay can leave you vulnerable.
That's a great point. You can't just set it and forget it when it comes to cybersecurity. You need to stay vigilant. All right, let's shift gears a bit and talk about our second story. This one involves a deepfake video of YouTube's CEO, Neil Mohan, being used in a sophisticated phishing attack.
Yes. This is a particularly worrisome trend, and it shows how attackers are leveraging AI to create incredibly convincing scams.
Mm.
They're preying on the trust that we place in recognizable figures and platforms.
So how does this attack work? What should our listeners be looking out for?
Well, the scammers are sending out phishing emails claiming that YouTube is changing its monetization policy. Now, this is a topic that would naturally grab the attention of any content creator on YouTube. These emails include a link to what appears to be a private YouTube video, supposedly an announcement from Neil Mohan himself.
But of course, it's not a real YouTube video, is it?
Yeah, no, it's a trap. Clicking the link takes you to a fake website designed to steal your YouTube login credentials.
Oh.
And to add to the pressure, these emails often include sense of urgency. They might say something like, confirm your compliance with the new policy within 24 hours or your account will be restricted.
It's a classic phishing tactic. But the added element of the deepfake video makes it so much more convincing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you see the CEO of YouTube seemingly explaining these changes, you're more likely to believe it, right?
Absolutely. It adds a level of legitimacy and urgency that can easily fool people. And what's even more cunning is that the scammers are including a disclaimer in their emails saying that YouTube would never contact users through private videos.
Wait, so they're trying to mirror legitimate warnings to make their scam seem even more believable? Talk about adding insult to injury.
Exactly. They're trying to anticipate your skepticism and preemptively address it.
Wow.
And what happens after they get your login credentials?
Let me guess, they hijack your account and start spamming your followers with more scams.
We're seeing reports of hijacked accounts being used to broadcast live streams that are essentially cryptocurrency scams, promising viewers unbelievable returns on their investments.
It's like a double whammy. First, you get scammed out of your account, and then your audience gets scammed through your compromised channel. What a mess.
It really is. This whole situation underscores the importance of vigilance.
Yeah.
You have to be incredibly careful about what links you click. Always double check URLs. And remember, if something seems too good to be true, it probably is.
Wise words don't get caught slipping. For our final story today, we're moving from the digital realm to something that feels a little more spy thriller. We're talking about stingrays.
Ah, yes, stingrays. These devices, which mimic cell towers to intercept communications, have long been shrouded in secrecy, often used by law enforcement and intelligence agencies.
And now it seems like the EFF, or Electronic Frontier Foundation, has developed a tool that can help people detect these devices. They call it Rayhunter. What can you tell us about this?
Well, Rayhunter is a game changer. It's an open source tool that can be run on a relatively affordable and portable mobile hotspot device. In the past, detecting stingrays required expensive specialized equipment. Rayhunter makes this technology accessible to a much wider audience.
So how does it actually work? Is it like a stingray detector that beeps when one is nearby?
It's a bit more sophisticated than that. Rayhunter doesn't monitor your calls or messages. Instead, it analyzes network traffic for suspicious activity. For example, if a cell tower tries to downgrade your connection to 2G, that's a red flag because 2G is less secure and more vulnerable to attacks. This could indicate the presence of a stingray trying to intercept your communications.
So it's like a canary in a coal mine. It's looking for those subtle anomalies in network behavior that could signal the presence of a stingray.
Exactly. And the beauty of it being open source is that anyone can examine the code to see exactly how it works, ensuring that it's not doing anything malicious itself.
That's crucial for building trust and transparency. People can use Rayhunter to protect themselves without worrying about being spied on in the process. This tool has the potential to empower individuals and help researchers map the deployment of stingrays, holding those using them accountable.
That's exactly right. And that wraps up our third story for today. We've gone from state-sponsored hackers exploiting supply chains to AI-powered phishing attacks, and now to a tool that can help detect surveillance devices.
It's a lot to take in. It feels like the cybersecurity landscape is constantly evolving and becoming more complex.
That's certainly true, but don't let it overwhelm you. The key is to stay informed and adaptable. The more you understand these threats, the better equipped you are to protect yourself.
Well said. Stay tuned, because when we come back, we'll be discussing the implications of these trends and what you can do to stay ahead of the curve.
Sounds good.
All right. See you in a bit.
Welcome back, everybody.
As promised, we're going to dig a little deeper into the implications of these stories and what they mean for you.
You know, one thing that really stands out to me is how sophisticated these attacks are becoming. We're not talking about your run-of-the-mill phishing emails anymore. Attackers are leveraging advanced technology like AI and exploiting complex vulnerabilities in cloud systems.
Right, and it's not just nation-state actors like Silk Typhoon. We're seeing these advanced techniques being used by cyber criminals as well. It's a reminder that everyone is a potential target, and we all need to be taking cybersecurity seriously.
Absolutely, and I think this raises a really important point. It's not just about installing an antivirus and calling it a day. Cybersecurity is an ongoing process. It's about staying informed about the evolving threat landscape and adapting your practices accordingly.
So what can our listeners do to stay ahead of the curve? Any practical tips?
Well, for starters, be cautious about the links you click. Always double-check URLs to make sure they're legitimate. And if something seems too good to be true, it probably is. That goes for those amazing deals you see online and those emails promising instant riches. Always be skeptical.
I think it's also worth emphasizing the importance of strong passwords and multi-factor authentication. These are simple but effective ways to add an extra layer of security to your accounts.
And don't forget about your software updates. Those patches are released for a reason. They often contain fixes for newly discovered vulnerabilities, so don't put off installing them.
It's like locking your doors and windows. You wouldn't leave your house vulnerable, so why leave your digital life exposed?
Exactly, and here's another thought. We often focus on protecting our own devices and accounts, but we also need to be mindful of the security practices of the companies and services we rely on.
You're right. Our data is scattered across so many different platforms these days. It's important to ask questions. Find out how companies are protecting your information. Don't be afraid to be a little bit nosy when it comes to your cybersecurity.
It's your data, after all. You have a right to know how it's being protected. And, you know, circling back to the AI-powered phishing attacks we discussed earlier, I think that story really underscores the double-edged sword of AI.
On one hand, AI has the potential to revolutionize cybersecurity by automating threat detection and response in EDA, analyzing massive amounts of data to identify patterns and anomalies.
But on the other hand, it also empowers attackers to create more sophisticated and convincing scams like those deepfake videos. It's a fascinating and, frankly, somewhat terrifying development.
It really is. And it raises some important ethical questions about the responsible development and use of AI. How do we prevent these technologies from being used for malicious purposes?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? I think we need to have open and honest conversations about the potential risks of AI and how to mitigate them. We need to develop ethical guidelines and regulations to ensure that these technologies are used for good, not for harm.
And these conversations need to happen now, not later. The pace of technological development is only accelerating, and we need to be prepared for the challenges and opportunities that AI will bring.
Couldn't agree more. It's a topic that deserves serious attention from policymakers, researchers, industry leaders, and even everyday users like our listeners.
We all have a role to play in shaping the future of AI. Okay, we've covered a lot of ground this morning, from supply chain attacks and AI-powered phishing to stingray detection and the ethical implications of AI. It's clear that the cybersecurity landscape is constantly evolving.
But as we've discussed, knowledge is power. The more we understand these threats, the better equipped we are to protect ourselves. Stay informed, stay vigilant, and stay curious.
And speaking of staying curious, we've got one final thought to leave you with before we wrap up today's deep dive. You know, what's really fascinating to me is how cybersecurity is no longer just about protecting computers and networks. It's intertwined with so many other aspects of our lives.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking about the intersection of technology, law, ethics, psychology, even geopolitics. It's a truly multidisciplinary field.
It really is, and I think that's what makes it so compelling. It's not just about bits and bytes. It's about understanding human behavior, societal trends, and the global forces that are shaping the digital world.
Right, exactly. And it's about recognizing that technology is never neutral. You know, it can be used for good or for bad, and it's up to us to shape how it's used.
Take that story about the EFF's new stingray detection tool, for example. On the surface, it's a technical innovation. But when you dig a little deeper, you start to see the broader implications for privacy surveillance and the balance of power between individuals and those who hold the technology to track them.
Yeah, that's a great point. It highlights the importance of tools and resources that empower individuals to protect their privacy and hold those in power accountable. We need more transparency and oversight when it comes to these powerful surveillance technologies.
It's a reminder that we can't just blindly trust that technology will be used responsibly. We need to be engaged, informed, and willing to speak up for our rights. So to wrap things up, what's one key takeaway you want our listeners to remember from today's deep dive?
I think the most important thing is to recognize that cybersecurity is an ongoing journey, not a destination. You know, it's about cultivating a security mindset, staying aware of the evolving threat landscape, and taking proactive steps to protect yourself and your data.
Well said. And remember, you don't have to be a tech expert to stay safe online. Just being aware of the potential risks and taking some basic precautions can make a world of difference.
Absolutely. Stay informed, stay vigilant, and stay curious.
Thanks for tuning in to Cyber Mornings Daily, everyone. We'll see you next time for another deep dive into the world of cybersecurity.